hard place in a skunk ravine. You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey. It's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
Please.
I'm not washing shit.
Will you please wash it?
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No.
Ah.
No, I'm good.
Well, will you jam it up my dick hole?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
Deal.
But I won't wash it first. Or I won't wash it before or after.
Deal.
I want them warts.
I want them warts.
I've been teasing me with warts for 3 weeks now. Warts. I've been waiting for sprouts.
Yeah. I'm waiting for them to inoculate, all right? Don't you know? Ew. No, I don't want it anymore. I told you.
Inoculation station, baby.
I told you to, and I was through. You didn't tell me you were giving me fucking...
Two and through on the Evan Williams 100 proof. Well, that's all they had.
Fuck, I'm not trying to fucking...
So I said, hook me up. Dude, St. Paddy's Day, dude. Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, cheers. I don't know if anybody heard that, but we slammed tips.
Very hard, too.
Yeah, like so hard. Like... I think we might have caused a tsunami somewhere, so I'm sorry.
A sexual tsunami.
Yeah.
Sexual tsunami.
I talked to Sally earlier.
Today?
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out.
Yep. What up, Sally?
Love you, gal.
Yeah,
I just invited her out to dinner, and she was sleeping. So I was like, well, you sleep.
So, tomorrow... Or...
Tomorrow.
Wednesday? I don't remember.
One of these days.
No, it's soon.
Okay.
Do you want to go? You going? You going to go? You going to go? You going? You ain't going to go?
No, I'm not.
You ain't going to go?
Mm-mm.
You ain't going?
I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about? Going to where?
We were talking about getting dinner.
When?
I just talked... Do you want me to call her? I'm calling her right now.
Alex, do not call her. She's sleeping.
Fine.
I didn't know you talked to her. I haven't heard this conversation that you guys had today. I haven't talked to you about it at all, so I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. Well, she, like, texted me at, like after midnight. And
after
like,
midnight. Sally's gonna send you some whiskey.
She didn't know I was going back to work today. So I texted her this morning and I was surprised she was awake. But, at 10 o'clock, you're one of the only people, Ashley, my dad, my mom, there's very few people that can get a hold of me
that early that you'll actually answer.
No, that it can even go through.
Oh,
it's called fuck off. I've talked about this.
Yeah, yeah. A bunch of times. I'm like your part of your emergency contacts.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I made the cut.
Yeah, knuckle.
Oh, that hurt.
Knuckleless.
Damn it! I was just trying to take a sticker off, and it just.
Dude, go wash it.
No, it just went.
If you don't wash it, I'm gonna fucking like, I'm gonna burn it with that thing.
All right, start burning it because I'm not washing it.
All right. Let the force be with you.
Fuck.
Does it? Is it bad?
Fuck.
Is it bad?
Let me get you.
No. Bro, look at me. I already got.
All right, put that away.
Look at my toe, bro.
Yeah, dude, your toe looks fucking gross, bro.
Yeah.
Ew. All right.
How bad was that, though?
It hurt. It wasn't that bad.
Ah, you fucking...
It was just surprising. I wasn't expecting it to electrocute me, even though it's literally
so
just
did it burn an electrical arc. Did it burn or did it?
It gave me that like electrical burn. I feel like you can. I left a little bit of oil on it. It sounds louder than it did before.
I think it's just demonic.
Hit yourself with it, dude. Tase yourself. No. Why not?
No.
It's funny. Because
I already have enough goddamn injuries.
It's look awesome. At me, bro. It's so much fucking
I'm covered fun. In fucking injuries. I don't need any more.
Because you know you're just going to get more.
Well, no shit, Sherlock.
Like you got more coming.
5 more months. Like, literally. 5 more months. Like, apparently I'm just that fucking diseased.
Wait, 5 more months of what?
That's all I'm going to take. I have to go 5 more times.
To get them burned?
Yeah.
They just keep burning them?
I don't know if these ones will, but there's like one right there that's going to fucking suck. Like, right where my toe bends. Like, I already want to kill myself about it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Yeah, and we just started work again, so.
Check this out. When you go out to eat with Sally.
Uh-huh. Just have her kill me?
Make sure you look at her toes.
What?
Just look at her toes. She has no toenails.
Okay.
My aunt is rocking little corn dogs.
Corn dogs.
And she hasn't had toenails in like 15 years, and I just noticed the other night when
why?
We were getting high at her.
All right, I'll talk to her hotel. About it. Why is this going on the podcast? Does she want this to go on the podcast?
I don't give a shit what she wants.
Oh my God.
This is my podcast.
I'm sorry, Sally. I love you.
I can say way I can't more control him. About my aunt, but I won't.
Dude, my elbow hurts.
No,
really
she hard. She had like all of her toenails were ingrown. And really, yeah, your microphone is covered in hair.
Dude, it's so hairy.
But yeah, she it's had so ingrown hairy, she had ingrown scary. Toenails in all of her toes, so she had them surgically removed. And had the nail bed, like, burned with acid so nothing would grow back.
What is the...
And I did not know that that was an option, bro. Like, you can just get your nails removed?
All right, hold on. You have to give me a second to process this.
Okay, go ahead.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is my first question?
Yeah, she had ingrown toenails on all of her toes. So bad.
You know, I get those.
But the doctor was like, let's get rid of those.
I take care of them.
You hear that, Sally? You didn't take care of your toes. That's what Alex is saying.
Sally. So, no, I am not saying that.
That's what he just... You literally Nicholas, just said it.
Nicholas is the one saying it. Nicholas is the one. I'm just saying... I figured out a way. I used to take care of my own warts. I told this already. With toenail clippers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, she basically had her toenails removed with...
Yeah, probably like wart, a fucking chisel wart, from a goddamn a wood chisel. Fucking just wood chiseled him off. Jesus Christ. Hammer and a chisel.
Actually, yeah, pretty much. They said ugh. I think she said ugh. They put wedges underneath her toenails and then like
so she went what president was it?
Woodrow Wilson?
I don't know. No, John McCain or who was in the fucking bamboo cage? And
oh, John McCain.
That's what I just said. Was he a president?
No, he ran for president. He was a...
Oh. Well, I don't give a fuck.
He was a senator or congressman.
Fuck the presidents.
Yeah, dude.
For real.
And all their wives.
Yeah, fuck all of you.
Especially goddamn their wives.
Fuckers.
Mm-hmm. Except for Garfield, who knew to take a fucking take a half ounce of lead lasagna. To the guts.
Lasagna.
One month
shit.
Into his term, he's like, "I'm gonna eat a bullet."
Oh, sorry. I was talking about the cat,
President Garfield.
No, I was talking about the cat.
You mean the cat who was responsible for 9/11?
Well.
New evidence has come to light. Garfield is the one who did 9/11.
This is hearsay. This is near the ordinary. I can't think of how that goes, but I love lasagna.
And we hate Mondays.
I do hate Mondays.
I know, that's why we usually record on Mondays, because I'm like, my boy's pissed.
Yeah. Well, I got what grinds my gears. Yeah,
I better get over there and liquor him up. The cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Earthing.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Skunk Ravine.
Yeah, welcome to Skunk Ravine.
We're here. We're skunks. You're skunks. Welcome back, Skunk Nation.
Yeah, we're all skunky.
I missed you.
A little drunky, you know.
I got to finish editing the episode from last week, and I'll do that tonight. I'll try to get posted tomorrow, and then I'll edit this one, and then yeah.
Do we got any new listeners from anywhere?
I did not check since I didn't upload yet. So when I upload the next episode, we'll be able to do that. And then we can talk about it next week.
Nice.
Yeah.
When Grant will be a guest?
Yeah, hopefully.
He said. He promised. Grant, you promised. We'll get you. We know where you live. We'll
get him.
We have a special set of gifts. Or whatever. I don't know what he says.
That's definitely not what he said.
I know. It was
someone
horrible.
Kidnaps his daughter. He's I have gifts.
I got gifts. I got presents. I wrapped up my.
He just literally starts sending him gifts.
There's bows on top.
This one's hilarious.
Oh,
no. I'm saying gif like GIF.
No, I know. A special set of gifts.
It's just like, please, let me have my daughter. Please, let me have my daughter.
Just like hearts and shit.
Yeah, I love my daughter. I want her back. I don't want her sold into sex slavery.
Why isn't it a musical now?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. It's not a musical.
You fucking blew it, dude.
Well, in my world, it is a musical.
Everything in this world
is. If only everything was a musical, and then I would never watch TV or watch movies.
I mean, you can just make everything a musical. I do it all the time.
No, I hate musicals.
Fuck you, dude. I grew up with goddamn two older sisters and my mom, so I had to watch musicals all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I watched a lot.
I know we've talked about this before, but I'm traumatized.
From growing up with women in a house full of women?
Just musicals and shit, like.
See,
it's a nightmare.
Well, we always had like Disney on VHS tapes.
Yeah, but
which
like,
all of those cartoons were like fucking musicals.
I'm talking goddamn like Moulin Rouge and shit. Just horrible
Broadway plays and shit.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like West Side Story and fucking you don't even know. You don't even know. You don't even know.
Yeah, I've never seen West Side Story. Yeah, everybody's white, right?
No.
And nobody's doing anything illegal. They're just hanging out.
The sharks and the jets or some
the
shit.
The shy.
I fucking don't remember.
The boys from the Sharks came into our territory. Yeah,
they're Jersey boys or something.
Hey,
shit.
But
I
we're
don't
from
know.
Fucking Jersey.
Yeah, they got like switchblades and whatnot.
That's like the height of their crime spree is just having knives that open fast.
Yeah, and then like sliding down the fire escapes, like, and then dancing and.
Okay, first off, that's just dangerous.
Well, I know.
And irresponsible.
That's very, very irresponsible.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
First scene of the movie, I'm like, these boys.
Yeah, hey.
Wow. Oh.
They got the.
What am I watching? Just 20 James Deans dancing around? Oh, man. Got
the cigarettes up.
Yeah, yeah, rolled up.
The sleeves.
Which is odd because it was like the 50s. Their pants were just like skin tight, so they couldn't use pockets.
Exactly. That's why they had to have the switchblades, man.
And yet now, like.
Well, and we're all
considered.
Now we all have, like, pants that we can zip off into shorts and their cargo.
Those were the worst.
What?
They always seem like a good idea, but then have you ever tried crawling in them?
What are you talking? Where are you crawling?
Do you ever have to crawl?
I crawl a lot.
Okay. Just imagine doing that in zipped off pants and you're just kneecap on zipper.
Every day I'm just like, every time I get out of bed, I'm just like.
You just crawl in the bathroom and like, yeah, flip yourself up in the tub and piss.
Oh my god,
that'd be sick.
That's good.
Mm.
That's good. It's good. No, for real. But like landscaping, like. You know, like when it's fucking cold as shit in the morning and then it gets hot as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's when those work.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet dressing is hard right now.
I don't give a fuck right now. I'll just go naked.
There you go. That works.
Just full scent. Like, just put my bibs on.
Yeah. And just that.
Like, it's once again a baby thing.
No shoes.
Just
no, nothing.
Just like a baby, like
yeah.
That's how you landscape, I guess. You just dress like a baby.
Yeah, all your shit's just like solid, non-baby colors or patterns.
Yeah, like
yeah. I get some. Sometimes you get some. Your pants. You gotta get some overalls with like purple and green and yellow stripes.
Yeah,
maybe you get a entire Oshkosh Bagosh outfit.
God damn it! What was that?
Some fit check with that. Dude.
What was
like? Damn.
Well, all right. So the number
damn one, that shit's bag.
The number one problem with landscaping, which I've been welding on trailers, like fixing the trailers for the season.
Yeah.
The number one problem in the field is like, what if you just gotta fucking chart your ass off? Mm. What was that fucking Tim and Eric? The shit. It was like a shower.
The poop tube.
The poop tube? Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So you can shit.
I needed.
So you can shit in a urinal? Yeah. Yeah. That's just the tube up your ass going up and over your shoulder. So it just sprays it into the. The urinals.
Just imagine me at a landscaping job.
Yeah.
At a rich person's house.
You're just wearing that. Just go compost their garden. My name's Bradley Michael Farts, and I can sail the poop tube.
I'm literally crying right now.
That guy's name is BM Farts.
Oh my god, dude.
Bradley Michael Farts.
And my nose is running. Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Did you eat one of these?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
I don't know, I got distracted by plugging something.
Elon.
Okay, get here.
They're like individual.
Fast acting.
Damn. But anyway, I twist it. No, twist. Hey. Just rip it open because they're all individually wrapped. Just twist the thing. Like, god damn it, Nicholas. I love you.
I'm not in the mood for this fucking shit. Just open one up for me. I'm just not in the mood, man.
This fucking guy.
Why are they on a resealable bag?
I don't fucking know. They were on sale. They're blue raspberry.
And they're hard candy?
I know.
What the fuck?
That's what I said.
What are these? What is happening right
they're
now?
They're only 10 milligrams. So
all right, I'll give me six more.
Do you want how many? Yeah. I mean.
No, I'm all right now. Give me some before I leave.
Have one more.
Okay. Yeah, they're only 10 milli.
Yeah. Well, they were on sale. And I was like, hard candies that are blue raspberry? Well, because I've been eating the Zots.
Zots.
So I was like, oh, they should make Zots their fucking edibles. Zots, shout out to you. Make weed edibles.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. I wanted to get both the smooth sides together. Yeah, Zots, make weed candy, you dumbasses.
Yeah, you fucking fucks. But we love you. Your candy is amazing.
Well, instead of being full of jizz power or whatever, it's just,
just THC, it's like just, explosion.
Yeah, yeah, it's just full of Keef.
did I show you the picture of,
I've never had hard weed candy. This is weird.
I've never either. That's why I bought it.
This is so weird.
Hard weed candy. I don't know.
It says it's fast acting, too. Like, how fast could it be when I'm sitting here sucking on it?
I have no clue. Because it takes forever. Oh, jeez. Don't chew it.
No, I'd break a tooth.
I don't know how my front teeth even exist. From years and years and years of biting fishing line.
Yeah.
I've never used...
Do you have a little spot, maybe, that's like worn down?
Probably. I would assume so.
A little ridge.
Sorry, we got paranormal shit going on. The
flashing lights from your kitchen.
No, it was just... Well, there's no reason that should have just done that.
Oh, okay. So something did happen.
No, something moved.
Oh. Dude, when I was on the way here, I almost hit... Maybe a gopher? It kind of looked like a beaver.
It's probably a...
groundhog?
No, not a groundhog. I'm going full...
What looks like a beaver without a beaver
tail? I'm going full spectrum.
Ashley, can you hear me?
Oh, she can definitely hear you.
Ashley, what looks like a beaver without the tail? Is it a groundhog? She ain't fucking listening.
They tear up your yard.
She's watching her stories.
They tear up your yard. They eat grubs in your yard.
Ooh, grubs? Yeah. Slimy yet satisfying.
Mm.
Just like me.
Timon and Pumbaa.
Timon and Pumbaa.
God dang. You better edit this out.
Yeah, don't worry.
Turn off your mic.
No.
No, turn it off.
No. Why would I turn my mic off?
God damn it.
Why would I turn it off? We're recording.
It's not a groundhog. A woodchuck.
Ah, yeah.
Okay. There's woodchucks, and then there's,
Okay, well, I think it was a woodchuck, though.
If it was big, it was a woodchuck.
It was bigger than a squirrel, smaller than a cat.
It was a woodchuck.
Looked like a beaver without a beaver tail.
Yeah, it was a woodchuck.
Yeah. Almost hit it. I had to swerve a little bit.
Yeah, woodchuck.
Because I saw it coming.
I told you about
and
that.
I was just like, don't you fucking... No!
I told you about that suicidal deer.
Just staring into the lights.
Dude, like it tried to jump out from a snow pile both times.
And what, just like broken some neck and shit?
No, it just... I was like, I saw it. It was like creeping, like just suicidal deer, like
just waiting for the right moment to.
I swear to God,
jump
dude.
In front of an 18-wheeler.
I swear.
Hell yeah,
yeah.
Like, dude, you idiot! Just go sleep on the train tracks.
I was like, nah, fuck you, deer.
Just go to the train tracks,
right?
That way you won't fuck up somebody's weekend, you know?
Yeah, no, you're thinking of a woodchuck.
Yeah, well, I almost hit one of those. Our good boy Sean, I saw him this weekend.
Shout out to Sean.
And he's telling me he hit his hand really hard with a pipe.
Why do you do that?
Like a piece of metal. He had to kill a rooster because it was raping too much.
Did he play Here Comes the Rooster?
Shut up. No, he bashed it in the head.
He told me.
Oh, he did?
Okay. Yeah.
But, I mean, you can retell the story.
Never mind, I guess.
No.
You tell the story.
So he had to beat this rooster twice. First time he beat it with a lead pipe and killed it, so he thought. Put it in a bag and threw it in the trash, and then he came out later to throw something away, and there it is, just chilling. So he got to kill the same rooster twice.
Here comes the rooster. Oh, no, he ain't gonna die.
Wow. So it's not just a clever song.
We're not singing the song where you were just
singing about here comes the rooster.
Yeah.
By that band, this is the song. All right, last episode I did say several times that I was going to murder Jeff Bezos.
You know, that's probably why I haven't got my money back.
Yeah, have they contacted you about that at all?
Yeah, they sent me the same email to send all this stuff back in again.
Wow.
Well,
tell them.
They're going to get the rooster.
Yeah. If they do that again, should we just send them a picture of my gaping asshole?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I slipped walking out to my mailbox. And this is what happened.
It was so broken. It broke my asshole.
I slipped and the entire pole went inside my ass. Unlubed. Just ripped the shit. Ripped it like tissue paper.
I should just send the jar squatter or something.
Yeah. Well, here you go.
Can we, like...
Yeah, we can do that. We can edit stuff.
Put splinters in instead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do not like this hard weed candy. This is weird.
I don't either.
Like...
I thought that it's better than the fucking weird ones that are covered in chocolate. There's gummies covered in chocolate. Do you want to try one of those?
No.
I don't either. That's why I still have one.
What is it, like chocolate and strawberry? Because, I don't know, I guess I could kind of see that. I'd rather do that.
It's the same brand, I believe.
Yeah.
Eat it.
I will when I'm done eating this first candy.
Don't be gay.
You want me to just put a bunch of candy in my mouth?
Put it in your butt.
You're calling me gay.
Put that in your butt.
No. It's destroyed by the mailbox.
It's just destroyed.
What did you
do? God damn you, John Bezos.
Jeff Bezos. He's fucking our podcast.
Is it Jeff or John?
Jeff.
Fuck you. Whatever your name is.
My name is Jim.
I'm a big fat bitch.
We're probably going to get murdered.
Yeah, hopefully.
I don't care.
I don't care either.
I have plenty of stuff.
I really don't care anymore.
Like edibles, I mean. I have plenty of edibles to eat when that happens.
Like, I'll go to your dog. She dies from eating all of them at once.
Do you not remember the bat right there?
Yeah, what about?
What are we gonna put? We're just gonna cover it in skunk ravine stickers, or like, should we make it into a tiny like razor bat?
Yeah,
like a rat bat.
Yep.
Should we rat bat it?
Yep. Yeah. Why don't we get giant fucking nails and put them in there?
Yeah. Rat bat.
Yeah.
And then we'll intertwine like.
What was that movie? Hobo with a Shotgun. Remember that? When life gives you razor blades, you make a baseball bat covered in razor blades.
I don't know. What the. Are you talking about the one with. Hobo with a Shotgun. Is it the crazy white dude?
Hobo with a Shotgun.
Oh, yeah. That's.
We're watching my mom's basement, I think.
What about that other movie where like the dude's just trying to bring a present for his daughter's birthday?
Falling Down.
Yeah.
Michael Douglas.
He's like, I want fucking breakfast.
Yeah. It's like 3 minutes past.
Yeah. He just snaps. He's got like a fucking...
a gym bag full of Mac-10s.
Yeah.
Yeah. He kills that guy golfing. He's like, yeah! Now you're going to die wearing that stupid hat.
Yeah.
You should just let me walk through your precious golf course. Huh?
I'd love that movie, dude.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Michael Douglas looking nerd with his flat top haircut.
So good.
Maybe that should be the next haircut I get. That flat top Timothy McVeigh brush cut, you know?
I don't know what haircut to get. I always get the same haircut.
I'm just going there. Give me that Timothy McVeigh.
I've been thinking about cutting my beard off, but...
yeah.
I've been growing it for like 10 years.
Yeah, how much did it grow over this winter? Like, does it grow fairly fast?
Well, all right. So since I stopped like welding, like as a job,
yeah, it's not getting burnt off as much.
Yeah, like it stayed at that.
So there's been some growth, some significant growth, like
lengthwise. I've already talked about those. A bunch of Indian dudes keep complimenting me on my beard.
They love it.
They
love it.
They rats off to you. The dude who owned Eagles, Sam, I think his name was. He was telling me his dad, like, ties his up and, like...
Yeah, braids it or, yeah.
No, like, ties it up and, like, puts it up away so it doesn't get damaged.
Yeah.
So, I don't... But then I feel like it'd get a weird braid to it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You get a little pattern. No.
I just like to let it rock.
There you go.
Rock! I want to rock.
I want to dock.
Dock. Dock. Except I can't dock.
Put
so.
Your hands on the body.
Aww. I'm circumcised, bro.
That sucks, dude. Me and you will never dock.
Never docking.
Like, no homo.
We'll be rocking.
No homo.
We'll never be docking.
It kind of does hurt my feelings if I'm being...
That should be a shirt.
What, just us docking?
No, we'll be rocking, but we'll never be docking.
Yeah, maybe we could
just like two dick tips touching. Yeah.
Maybe we could find somebody with a big stretchy foreskin, and both of us could dock in there together.
I mean, if we weren't correct,
as long as our dicks don't touch each other, it's not gay.
Well, like if the foreskin is just well, no, that's not how it works. Quinn, you know how docking works.
Let me go ahead and check in with our docking senior correspondent,
yes, Quinn Zaschke, the docking.
Who, you know, as we all know, he wrote the theme song for us.
The docking dictator. I don't know
the
what else.
The docking dictator.
I don't know what else.
Nah, that penis is too small. Off with the head. Just drone striking fucking foreskins and shit.
Tiny drones.
So no one can dock anybody but the president.
Nope.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president has been docked by the Muji Haji.
Oh, jeez. Jeez Louise.
Do Muslims get circumcised? No, they don't.
I don't think so.
I think they do. I think it's like a Jewish and Christian thing.
I'm not sure.
Which is kind of weird. Yeah.
Like, I honestly... Well, number one, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like...
Honestly, I like my dick without the foreskin.
Yeah, I like it. It's less cleaning.
I mean, you know, when I see, like, a dick in a porn, and I'm like,
well,
ugh.
All right, the only thing that I wonder is, like, how much better does it feel?
I mean, if it does feel that much better, all it's stopping me from doing is coming quickly.
Yeah, which I try to do to begin with, like.
You try to get it over with.
I'm so tired now. Like, I'm just so tired.
Just sit on my face and I'll, okay? I don't, yeah. I do not want to have sex. I just want
to... See, I
am trying to fuck.
I'm a terrorist of the pussy. Yeah, dude. Jesus Christ.
Suicide bombing that shit.
No.
No. Girl, I'm going to suicide bomb. I'm going to V.
You can probably hear me.
I'm
going to
V-bed your pussy.
Hopefully she's asleep.
Yeah, fuck that. She can't hear shit.
I guarantee she heard everything we just said.
Oh my God, dude. We're playing characters. It don't matter.
I know.
None of this is real.
I get it.
I'm not actually going to murder Jeff Bezos.
Well, no shit.
Psych!
Dude, I can't believe they sent me the same email again. Can we, like, call Jeff Bezos?
You cannot.
Damn it.
Because he's already dead. Because he's a dead man walking.
I could call Amazon right now.
Yeah, you could call customer complaints and be like, what the fuck?
What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Probably take forever.
Oh, for sure. Just even getting somebody on the phone.
Oh, we could edit it. You better cut that the fuck out.
It stays. It's gold.
They destroyed my mailbox, and he's over here trying to get me to not get my fucking money for my mailbox.
I don't. Okay, first off, when I pulled up here, I looked at your mailbox. It's standing straight up.
Yeah, it's because it got fixed.
Second.
Do you know how much it cost?
Am I the one who told you to call them right now?
Hey.
In the middle of the podcast?
I will fuck you up.
That was 20 minutes, dude.
I will show you 20 minutes. Of me just huffing. Like
I was going to say, can you keep it up 20 minutes?
No.
Can you?
I can't.
We're gonna be dipping. If we dip below 60,
I've been working for like months.
If you dip below 60%, I will take it personally. Okay. I want you to stay above 65%. I'll give you a 5% wiggle space.
If you give me like a, if you give me like a,
you're not listening to me. Did you not hear what I just said,
bro? I will fuck you right now.
Did you hear me?
What?
Never mind.
Hey.
No, dude.
Hey.
I already said it.
Dude.
If you want to hear it,
you're you want to fuck with me?
If you want to hear
it. You want to fuck with me?
Yeah.
You can't take it back?
Take what back?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Mm. And if you want to know what I ever said, you're going to have to listen to the episode, the whole thing.
Never.
I'm going to cut this. I'm going to chop it up.
I'm like going to chop fucking, your dick up like Lorena Bobbitt.
Salad.
I'm going to
And then I'm
going to
toss the shit
dude,
out of it.
I'm straight Lorena Bobbitt. All up on you.
Lorena Bobbitt. Bop it!
Whatever.
Pull fucking, it!
Yeah.
Cut it.
Yeah, I'm slicing. I'm dicing.
Did she throw it outside or did she throw
she
it in the garbage
it
disposal?
She threw it out of the window when she was driving. And they found it. And then
he
frankendicked
it. And it didn't take, did it?
Well, he frankendicked it.
Yeah.
No, it did take. And then he made pornos.
As frankendicked.
I don't know if he called it that, but yeah, I mean.
Hand me my phone.
Here, just take mine. Jesus.
Mine should be good to go, but I mean, whatever. I was just search up Frankendick.
I don't want to search Frankendick. Fine. I'll search it.
I just.
Fine. I'll search
I didn't even think about trying to convince you to do it, and.
Fine, I'll search Frank and Dick.
I really do wish we did record because my facial expression for that exchange would have been.
I know.
It's like, oh.
Hold on. Now there's too many things. Stop talking.
Okay, Frank and Dick. Camcorder.
Frank and Dick. See, you ruined it. Now we got Frank and Dick camcorder. You fucking.
Frank and Dick. Like I said, Frank and Dick.
Frank and penis. That's a video.
Just click it. Let's watch Frank and penis.
That's on IMDb.
Frank and penis?
Yeah, dude. It's a 1996 It's an outlandish porno spoof.
Oh, yeah. It's
John Wayne Bobbitt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Here. Click it and read it, dude. Oh, my God. I didn't know it was actually called Frankenpenis.
Really?
I swear to God.
John Wayne Bobbitt as Frankenpenis, a castrated man who has a super penis sewed onto him in an experiment.
Oh, my God, dude.
Damn. There's a picture of him.
That's hilarious.
And he looks like he has had his penis cut off.
That is fucking amazing. Congrats to that man. I don't know. Like, you get your dick cut off and some chick throws it in the woods. And then you just make a porno called Frankenpenis?
Frankenpenis is a man who was castrated by his undersexed wife, seeking the ability to have sex once again. He has a bizarre surgery in which a large castrated penis is sewn onto him. It works, but brings the consequence of being endangered by the oversexed ultimate pleasure master, the bride of Frankenpenis.
What does that even mean?
Who has more stamina than any man alive.
Oh my God.
Alright.
Dude.
Okay, so go backwards.
I thought I looked up the wrong thing.
No.
I'm not even kidding. Time.
And then we're going to we'll image search that.
Well, he's definitely got a fucking cape or like a doctor suit on.
Al Franken comes up.
Oh my God.
Dick Franken.
Dick Franken.
It's reading it like Franken, Dick, last name Franken. Dick Franken. First name Dick, which first there are Dick. A lot. So.
There's a lot of dicks and Franks.
So, you know, there's plenty of times in those people's life where there's someone has had to be like Franken. Dick.
There's just Franken dicks all over.
I wonder, dude, anytime you have to go to like court or something or the DMV or
I plead the Franken dick.
Jesus. Amazing.
Yeah. This is America, dude.
Franken dick porn.
This is America.
Well, don't look that bad.
Well, I'm not trying to look at his dick.
What? I want to see what his dick looks like.
I'm sure it looks like it got stapled together. I'm sure it looks like your fucking thigh. But a dick.
Apparently there has been a lot of movies kind of like this where it's...
What is going on in this world?
But it's like...
Dicks getting cut off?
And not like that. But just porns made where it's like, I'm the bride of Frankenpenis.
Well, yeah. I know that.
Like, here's just a chick literally sucking a dude's dick who is dressed up like Frankenstein.
Damn, dude. Was that his penis?
I don't fucking know.
Dude, whoa. I don't know if she cut off his entire dick or what.
Yes. Like, at the base, I thought.
If she did, holy shit, that guy had a very tiny penis. All I can find are pictures of the doctor.
No, I don't cut dicks off. Like, oh, that's my God. Not my thing.
Top 10 most famous penises.
Top 10 most famous. Where does he stand? No, I can't. Hold on.
I know John Holmes has got to be number one, dude. He's John, my boy John Holmes. He taught me everything I know in the bedroom. He's got to be number one.
Who? Just tell me.
John Holmes.
Oh, you were... telling you like you were guessing.
Oh, I'm saying he's got to be number one.
Is he?
I don't know. I haven't clicked on the link.
Well, what the
I'm
fuck?
Just looking at the picture of the first guy holding up a picture of a severed dick in court.
Who's... Oh, all right. Oh, well, number one.
Oh, shit.
You won't have that dick reattached.
All right, this is fucked. Juan Baptista dos Santos, a.k.a. Lucky...
It doesn't sound like too lucky.
He was from Portugal and was born in around 1843. He had a fucking third leg. I don't know what this illustration is, my friend. Why don't you look at that and tell me what you think that is while I hit this joint.
I can't.
Well, never mind.
I don't even think I could if I looked at it.
I don't know what it is. It's an illustration of two penises together, but that it looks like his balls have a flip-flop inside of them.
I'm good. It's like that dude that shoved a jump rope.
Yeah. And we're just back to Googling penises. This podcast fucking rules, dude.
Yeah, we're just dick lovers.
Well, this is interesting. The top 10 most famous penises, the first one, this guy looks like a bike seat lives in his balls. Like, look at that.
I don't believe it. It's just drawing. Like, if it was a real picture, I'd give a fuck. That's bullshit. I could draw anything.
Dirk Diggler, Bart Simpson. Okay, what is this, dude?
What's that goddamn movie?
Lily Eddie.
Hey, what's that fucking movie?
Jesus?
Hey, asshole.
Wait.
Oh, I'm about to fucking throw this microphone.
Shut up. Jesus is on the list for some reason. I didn't know that circumcisions were part of the Catholic Church. I thought it was just like Judaism.
Mm-mm.
There's Rasputin's dick in a jar.
Yeah, I shoved that up my ass one time.
I don't think that's real.
No shit.
Like, they just have his dick in a jar.
Yeah.
And this bitch is just like,
it's my dick in a jar.
Don't you dick in a jar?
She's just gobbling.
Why is Jesus on this list?
Dude, I don't even know what you're looking at this point.
10 penises, dude. John Wayne Bobbitt, like, number three. What? John Wayne Bobbitt, number three. Guess who's number two? It's John Holmes.
God damn.
Number one is fucking the Statue of David.
That what?
Yeah.
The tiniest dick ever. Like the littlest dick ever.
Dude. Just a little added plus bonus. Mr. Hands Horse.
I'm about to hang myself.
What fucking website did I click on?
I don't know.
The list verse.
Get the fuck off of it.
Yeah, here's your phone back.
God, it's my phone?
Yeah, dude.
You dick? Literally, you dick.
Should I be on that list?
God damn it.
I'm sorry.
Where even are you?
Oh, back up a couple times.
Oh, my God, Nicholas.
What kind of photo is that?
Not yours anymore.
I think we should bring back rotary phones, dude.
Dude, those were the shit.
Rotary phones were cool.
Except for people with certain numbers.
Oh, with a lot of like ones and twos and threes?
Yeah.
Still, that's just more phones.
No, I know. Dude, that's how I used to call Jacqueline. That's the first phone I used. She was my first friend. Ever.
You call her on the rotary phone?
Yeah. It was a black, like table one. Like,
dude, I used to, you know, in movies when people would like pick it up by the little handle?
Yeah.
And they had like a fucking 40-foot cord?
Yes.
I wanted that so bad as a kid.
Yeah.
I'd see that on TV.
No,
movies,
that's
and
what
I was like, oh my God, walking around your house just talking?
No, that's what I had.
It'd be sick.
No, I swear.
That's what I wanted.
I swear on my life. It was at the bottom of my stairs.
The long.
Yes, with the long cord.
Not the cord.
You know, the cable.
Yes. And like a 40 footer. You could just go anywhere in your house.
Yes.
God, I always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah, dude. You've never done that?
Why.
You've never done that?
No, every place I've ever been that has a phone like that, it's just been like at someone's house.
You'd be like, nah, I tell you.
Who it's like. like
a detective scene?
Well, totally, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Or, you see, what I'm thinking of is like Back to the Future, right?
Oh,
he's trying to find him, and he's like covering up his ear because all the clocks are ringing.
Yeah.
But he's just like walking around and shit. Always wanted that. I don't know why. It just seems so sad. I'm like, now that I have a cell phone, I don't give a shit about talking to people and walking around my house. But
yeah,
I do find myself, when I am talking on the phone, pacing around my house.
Exactly.
I feel better.
Dude, I have to
maybe,
pace.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's nostalgia.
Nostalgia. Yes.
Yeah, it just pays.
I have a shit ton of that cord in my basement.
Phone cord? Like the curlies? Yeah.
There's like ports around the house too.
Can we do something with it?
I don't know how.
How about we make necklaces?
Just kill ourselves with it.
How about we go downstairs
in the basement? Just kidding, everybody. We're just kidding.
No. Hold on. You might be onto something here.
What?
We could go down the basement and put one around your neck, one around my neck, and probably ring it up from something. Tandem, dude.
Just spin around.
What would you want to do? Face to face or ass to ass?
Well, like, how would this work?
We hang ourselves together.
Dude.
And I hold your hands and we wrap our legs together.
It would snap.
How much cord do you have, dude? I bet we could do it with 3 feet.
We'd have to double it.
We could do it with like 3 feet.
Like double it up, though. All right, now we're getting way too dark with this podcast. No. We're not going to kill ourselves.
No. This is how we're going to end the episode and the podcast.
Jeez Louise.
So let's figure this out.
This is the last episode.
Let's figure this out right now.
God.
All right. So, honestly, I'm thinking both our necks are probably about a foot, give or take a couple inches.
Yeah, but how much do you weigh?
So there's 2 feet. Don't worry about how much I weigh. That's a really personal question.
Hey, fuck you.
Imagine being...
That matters.
Imagine about to hang yourself and being like, I'm embarrassed to talk about how much I weigh.
I can't tell you. And then, like, I die and you don't. Yeah.
My name's Nick. I was born on May 19th. I'm not going to say which year.
You murder me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you.
So, obviously, we're going to use our microphone cords to really kind of give it a fail safe.
Bro, I've got like...
Yeah, so if the phone cord snaps, microphone cord will make that longer, and that should snap our neck.
I have 1,000 pounds. Dude.
You got 1,000 pound what? Cable?
Yeah.
Okay, let's make a motor.
We don't need a motor. We'll just...
No, let's just get a little fucking thing.
Ski-ski.
You put it around your neck, put the cable
around
your neck.
Oh, my God. And then hit the motor. We're going to kill it.
Just pulls it until
it
cuts your head off.
You're going to have to delete all of this. We are not killing ourselves.
This is gold. We are keeping this in.
We are not killing ourselves.
This is, legally, since I am declaring this is our last will and testament.
Jesus.
Alex and I will be killing ourselves tonight.
No, we are not.
As soon as I upload this episode, I hope your internet's fast, buddy.
Boop-pew! Shout out to K-Moon.
Boop-pew!
Dude, I heard something about that earlier.
Get him on hold, dude.
No, hold on. Somebody poo-pewed earlier, and it fucked me in the head, because I was like, wait, did you just poo-pew? It was at the shop.
What did they say?
I don't remember like what they were talking about, but they were like, it's like, pa-pew. And I was like, did you just say pa-pew? Yeah. It kind of fucked me in the head.
Yeah. Because that is a distinct pa-pew.
Pa-pew.
That is very distinct.
To do it, I think they were talking about shooting a gun or something.
But instead of being like, pew, pew.
No, but they pew, literally went,
pew, pew.
Yeah.
Shout out, K-Moon.
You instantly should have been like, are you talking about my boy's feet?
No.
I'm talking about my boy's feet?
That was hilarious.
You know K-Dog? You know K-Moon?
Disney murdered everyone.
Dude, look up everything. I'm telling you. All right, this is turning into a conspiracy podcast now, dude.
Dude, we're going to get murdered. Because of you talking about Jeff Bezos.
Mm-mm. No, dude. See, I'll murder Jeff Bezos, and then I think...
I just got a text right when I said that.
From Jeff Bezos.
Bro. Not cool, man.
What if it's Jeff Bezos and he's like, I'm sorry, here's your money. Please don't kill me. I'm a big fan. Please tell Nick not to kill me. I'm a big fan.
It's fucking Ashley from the other room.
Are you fucking kidding me, Ashley? Ashley, again, trying to get on the podcast, but just texting. What'd she text? You guys keep it down. I'm trying to sleep.
Tell me about the food in the microwave.
Dude, eat my dick about the food in the microwave, Ashley. Come on. You come out here and you say it to us face to face.
What a fucking turd.
Have you heard us the whole time?
Duh.
So you've chosen to not respond to my question earlier, huh?
You can go in there.
You're cold as ice. No, I don't want to go in there. I don't even want to fucking see her.
Oh.
I want to see that ratchet ass, trash ass bitch.
Oh, shit.
I'm just kidding, Ashley. Come out here and...
Did you hear what he said?
Ashley, did you hear what I said? Them fighting words better come out.
Damn.
You better come out here.
Dude, I made her fucking tea last night and shit.
Yeah, I made her pee last night. Bam! Got your ass!
I do have to pee, though. So I'll be right back.
Hey, how about we just call it, dude?
All right, y'all.
It's been a lot of fun.
It's been a good one.
We pissed Alex off a bunch. I'm sorry about that. But if you think about it, since we are just going to hit upload on this and then go downstairs and hang ourselves together.
Yes.
We still have to figure out if we're going ass to ass or face to face.
Like, we should figure out, like, a merry-go-round situation, like a...
How about we
tie
500-foot steel cables around some trees, and the other half around our neck,
and then we
drive a car off a quarry, and in midair, it decapitates us, and then we crash into the quarry.
They just made that one.
What?
It's not a quarry.
They made a quarry?
It's not a quarry.
Okay.
Can't we just do it at one of those stupid highway things?
Yeah, but we could turn it into a quarry.
What do they call those?
How about we make our own quarry?
What do they call those?
How about we fill up our own quarry with gasoline?
Hey, what do they call those?
Quarries? What do you mean?
No.
What do they call what?
On the side of the highway.
Gas stations?
No, it's where they put the water.
Water towers?
Ashley.
Or like drainage stuff?
What's the water things they do on the side of the highway?
For like construction?
No, it's just everywhere they have them.
What are the water things on the side of the highway? Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
God, there's a name for them. And now I'm going to hang myself.
Hey,
And that's the end of the skunkarine.
See that? I finally got him to get into it. If you know what the fuck Alex is talking about, don't bother emailing us at skunkarine@gmail.com because we are going to upload this episode and then hang ourselves. So, had a lot of fun making this podcast with you. See you later.
Joking.
But we're not joking. Bye. We're not joking. We're going to die. Bye. All right, Alex just remembered what he was talking about, so go ahead.
Yeah, we're not killing ourselves, number one. And it's called a retaining pond.
Alex remembered what it was like 2 seconds after we turned the mics off, so...
Retaining pond.
Ashley, need a judge. Do it or don't do it. She knows, so that answer's invalid. Let's go do it. All right, night-night.